Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor found themselves stranded without a boat. Using the broken pieces of the Honor and a massive penguin, the crew fashioned a makeshift, flipper-powered boat. On the way to the next convergence of chaos, they ran across an old friend and had a nice, long chat. A dry wind flutters the flap of a hastily thrown-up tent. Inside, there is a hollow table alive with light. The table shows a 3D view of the surface of the Last Lagoon, the current rendezvous point of the United Colonies. Usually a colony is a tight-knit and fully autonomous cluster of settlers that find an uninhabited planet and make it a home. There has never been such a gathering of the United Colonies since their ancient homeworld Roke was ripped apart by chaos. But now this is the last somewhat safe world, where most of the United Colonies are finding themselves going to ground, while the Interstellar Council, puppeteered by chaos, has made galactic trade and travel dangerous. An odd group of people surround the table. Lyra, Vika's daughter-in-law, sits with perfect posture, her pristine white and pink ruffled and puffy dress clashing with its surroundings. Meanwhile, hunched forward in a chair, in stained and dirty clothes, sits Vika's daughter, Nika, her eyes blazing as she stares at Lyra. Zoltan stands awkwardly in a corner, shifting nervously from foot to foot, both him and his sister the spitting image of their mother.
Listen, Princess, if I wanted your opinion, I would have asked for it, all right? The colonists know how to make a world habitable, even if it doesn't much like to be.
I am not saying that you do not know your business, but look, you cannot treat this like 100 different colonies!
What do you want me to do? Just go around and steal every other colony's equipment to make some kind of Frankenstein terraformer?
Is that an option? Because if so, yes, Nika! That is exactly what we need to do!
Look, Cupcake...
I was the captain of a ship that housed more people than you have ever met, and I ran that ship like a well-jeweled watch! So watch your tone! The only reason I left was because Marvin happened to be a good man. That does not seem to run in the family.
Hey,
what,
Zoltan? Well, look, you both kind of are right. Now, Lyra, you don't understand how much we don't work together. It would be seen as an insult. The only reason all the colonies even landed here was because we had no choice, you know?
Exactly, Lyra. Sorry, we are not just brainwashed pirates with a fancy name.
But we can't set up 100 colonies on this planet. The terraformers will end up fighting each other. And well, conflicts are going to arise. We have to figure out how to get 100 communities that value work alone to work together.
And I might add, that is a skill I happen to have in spades, even if you, Nika, don't particularly like me.
Lyra, I don't like you, but that isn't really the actual point. I agree, all right? I agree that what we have here is untenable, and that yes, Zoltan is right, our terraformers will not play nice when 100 of them go off on the same planet. But Lyra, you are gonna sound crazy to colonists. We have to package the truth in a way that makes them feel like it is not in order.
Even if it is most certainly in order?
Exactly. Or maybe you could distract all the colony leaders by really getting on their last nerve. Then Zoltan could steal what we need to ensure that we only have one massive terraformer.
Nika, it is not that simple. It is not that simple. We need cascading terraformers, which will have to be positioned at key geological and ecological points. What? I am just saying that it isn't simple.
I'm glad I married the cute brother rather than the smart brother.
At this moment, Marvin walks in, his face drawn and haggard.
Oh, hey, cute brother.
What?
Oh, nothing. It's just so nice that our leader is so adorable.
She pinches Marvin's cheeks. Hey, hey, stop it! We are the chosen representatives of our colonies! Stop it! This is a diplomatic incident!
We were all just talking! We have to do something to keep all the colonies from splintering on the surface of the last lagoon.
You see, Marvin, the eco-balancers will end up competing in all my models. We're going to end up creating these superstorms that I call the tornadoes, super tornadoes, which are winds that could literally rip ships apart.
Well, that sounds like sci-fi nonsense and is also not really the biggest threat right now.
What do you mean?
Well, how long do you think we can stay here before chaos gets wise and comes knocking? We're gonna need to work together to survive what is off-planet as well.
Oh, that is a point. I guess your weapons are not all that great.
Well, not ours specifically, but some of the other colonies might be armed. We better get all our people together.
Why?
Well, we gotta lead by example, right? So first thing, we gotta start sharing outside of just our three colonies. So Zoltan, go find all the other techies you can and see if you can convince them that whatever idea you have was actually their idea all along. And then send them to me and Nika first when they need parts. That way we can show the other colonies that it's possible to trust each other.
That is a terrible idea. And I wish that I had other siblings. Except, I guess, Lyra now. She does seem to be growing on me. But you two are terrible.
I assume that means you're gonna help.
Of course it does, idiot.
This is just such a touching family reunion!
Fika's family left that tent unaware of three things. Each of them had one glowing golden eye. They had just had the first meeting of a United Colonies governing body since Chaos tore their civilization apart. And lastly, that a Chaos-tainted ship had already been given orders to infect this newest attempt at harmony.
Alright, we're on a ship.
You are on board your new and improved Honor. Now a massive ship with three sails. Decks of guns line the sides of it. There are quarters for all of you. This is a beautiful and lavish ship. Truly what the Honor should be in this new realm. What are all of you doing?
So we're on a galleon instead of a sloop?
Yeah, exactly. You're on a galleon instead of a sloop. Yeah.
How are we going to manage a galleon?
There's four of us. It's okay.
There's four of us. That's how many people you need.
Sea of Thieves has broken how I look at ships. But not as much as it's broken all you guys. Galleons are freaking huge.
I'll be below decks, bailing water.
How is Vi handling the new lovely ship?
I think Vi, through her usual tantrum where she just went down to the kitchen, stop laughing at me. She went down to the kitchen and just like did stuff to calm down, and then eventually came back up and started like learning the new ropes.
Quite literally.
I want to say also that while she was down there calming down, Mal was helping. Just wordlessly, just helping.
It would be quite unnerving because that addition that you made to the ship last time of like an engine-powered boost that you could kick on every once in a while, that would have moved. So it would have been like on the same floor as the kitchen. Now it's a floor lower, you know, it's just all different. Things are in a different place. But, you know, the pretty lettering of the Honor is now, you know, freshly painted on the side.
Like I said, she has to learn the new ropes.
Yep.
I like how it's the pretty lettering of the Honor, which is like, it was called the Honor because it was like scratched off. We just like scratched off half the VIN number because the joke was it was the Emperor's Honor is what it used to be. We just scratched off the first. It's never been pretty lettering.
No, but this is its like,
final form.
True form.
Exactly.
The Venusaur to the Bulbasaur we had in the real world.
Exactly. And what do you guys think would be on like the front of the ship? What's that thing called? I want to call it a bust, but that's not what it's called.
Figurehead.
The maidenhead?
Is that what it is? Figurehead? Anyways, what would it be?
They're called figureheads.
Yeah.
A figurehead is a carved wooden decoration. It's Gyla, topless.
Classy as always. All right, so y'all are on board a nice new boat with a topless lady on the front of it, I guess, because no one said anything else.
What's the, what was the imposition's head of state Was it the Emperor?
No, his name wasn't the Emperor, but basically.
I was going to say it's him.
That'd be funny. Because he's like a small old man who doesn't wear power armor.
I mean, this is the embodiment of what used to be his ship.
And his honor. So, yeah, I mean, that's fair. Okay, so all of you are on board your new and improved ship. Before you were chasing a convergence of chaos. What are you up to now?
Does our ship upgrade again in any way?
I will say it has more guns and does more damage.
Okay. I didn't know if we got to add anything unique.
We don't get to pick cool cosmetics?
If there's something cosmetic or unique that you want to add, you may. But also if there isn't, that's okay.
It definitely now has the symbol that is on Sully's back.
Oh.
Which is like the five symbols like on all the sails, and now has that. Where
it's, oh, I like that. Yeah, that's actually really good.
No need for the actually, but okay.
No. It's just I do really like that idea. That's a good idea. Anyone else want to throw anything out there?
Oh, sounds good to me.
Perfect. All right, so y'all are on board this ship. What's everyone doing?
Do we need to roll for sussing out chaos again?
Not a direction, you know that.
Okay.
I feel like I should probably check in with Mal, since he is glowy-eyed.
That is true. Mal is glowy-eyed.
Yeah, Mal's up at the helm, just driving the boat.
I do like, Zach, that you're like, I'm gonna check in with Mal. Total silence, like...
I was waiting for Vinny to, like, agree to it.
Oh, no, yeah. That was me telling you where Mal is. And yes, I said driving on purpose because I thought it was funny.
I like the idea of him not agreeing to it. Like, you go up and be like, hey, Mal, I want to check in with you. And he just ignores you.
I only have eyes for the sea.
Captain Malcolm Llewellyn, how are you doing now that you have a glowy eye and connection to godlike powers, and no longer an itty-bitty living space?
I will say it's very strange. I never really understood any of this spagic stuff. Dang it, I said it. Oh, you're never going to let me live that down, are you?
The true mark of harmony.
They start calling it spagic. It is only proper that you call it by its real name now, Captain Malcolm Llewellyn.
I won't. No, I won't. It was a mistake. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I promise it won't happen again.
Sully does have a shitty grin, but he lets it slide.
I still can't say I understand this any more than I did before. Like, I can try to reach out with it, but I just don't have any... For lack of a better term, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, if it... As we talked about with Lorelei last time, I've spent my life, or at least adult life, pursuing religion and learning about it, and it does not prepare you for godhood. My studies were more of how to be a good person and attuned to spagic, and less how to become a deity, so we're all kind of on equal footing. You know, one and a thousand are equally far away from infinity.
Well, I mean, if I were to put my ability to do this weird stuff on a scale of like 0 to 3, I'd probably put it at a -1. It's just, I don't get it.
I think the part to get now is less the magic and more the cooperation and being a team.
That I can do.
I think that's a good spot to end. I don't got anything else.
Are you sure? Do you want to say end scene?
End
scene. Alright, so what are all of you doing like on the boat? Unless anyone else wants to talk to anyone else.
Can I make a move for Gyla?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I want to say what Gyla's doing, and Caitlin can veto this, but I think she's doing like the throwing oranges thing at Malcolm that we were doing, but Malcolm is not prepared, so she's just like chucking oranges at him. We did that in the last episode or two episodes ago, where we were like practicing the weird magic. We're like, here, catch this orange. And you're like, Malcolm, close your eyes. And then you just pelt him with an orange.
I do like this. You're like, over the edge of the world. What are you doing with your time? Throwing oranges at each other.
It's practicing our spagic.
I like how you gave Caitlin the chance to veto that, but not me, the one who's getting pelted by oranges.
Do you think Gyla would give Malcolm the option, really?
Fair. Fair.
Like, hey, Cap, y'all, close your eyes.
What are all of you doing that is not related to citrus fruit?
I mean, eating buffalo wings, obviously.
I think Sully's just like kind of like chilling, like until we get closer. Like, I don't think he's doing anything particular. I think he's enjoying being on in the crow's nest and having the open sea instead of just being in a box that is a spaceship.
So y'all are still just sailing towards that other convergence?
Yep.
All right. So, like I said last time, that point is moving around, right? It isn't fixed. So, like, as you get closer, you're, like, that pole in your mind is shifting directions more and more and more as you get closer, right? So, the lead up to this is kind of long, right? So, way off in the distance on the horizon, you start to see something, like, pulling up over the horizon. This is taking longer than it did before because it's a moving point that's moving away from you instead of a fixed point, right? As you start slowly gaining on this object, way off in the distance, you see like sails first and then the hull of a black ship that seems familiar to you, almost like you saw it at the beginning of the arc. And you know that you're tailing the ship that Chaos was captaining when he first came and taunted you. So this is going to take a long time that Chaos knows that you are behind and trying to catch up and you guys are gaining. So is there anything you want to establish before you're in like conflicting zone? Conflict zone? Before you're in the battle, is there anything you want to establish or do?
I want to talk to Vi, I think, actually.
Okay.
I realize that I should probably talk to her.
All right, so y'all are, I'll say, like, on the, like, deck of the ship, the, you know, wind full in your sails as you're just, like, slowly drawing up on a ship that you remember being very well armed and deadly.
I think I would be prepping ordnance.
There are a lot of cannons to load, yeah.
I do have a lot of cannons to load. I would especially like cannonballs that, like, have a timed explosion.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So, like, you fire them and they're like big and heavy. So they like make a hole in the ship, but then they're sitting there and then they go off.
I like that. I like that. We'll have you roll a check for that. But, cool. Sully, you said you wanted to talk to Vi.
Vi has already prepped everything that she feels like she needs to, and I'll do the roll for that later. So she's up definitely on the deck, like towards the front, watching the Chaos ship and like, getting a feel for what the winds are doing. So, like, as soon as she needs to jump into action, she's ready to go.
Hey, Vika, how's it going?
Really wishing we could get up to him a lot faster than we are.
I would agree. But this is kind of his domain, so I kind of think we get to fight him when he chooses more so than when we choose. So, it only makes sense that this is going to take a minute.
Well, I am tired of it taking a minute. There are things happening outside of this realm, and I'm just ready to take him down.
You and me both. He kind of is a jerk, and I do not like him. He's only killed me once so far, though, so I consider that a win, I guess.
Yeah, I think he's a jerk is putting it mildly.
But I think everything we're doing here is slowing him out there. I don't think he was expecting for his monsters to get stomped quite as hard as they have been.
I certainly hope that it's slowing him down.
Not to add more to your plate, but I also came down here because I think you're going to have to take the lead on this fight. You're the only one who doesn't have a weird glowing eye.
Yeah, if I can keep it that way, I'd prefer to. Thanks.
I don't think that's going to be an option.
Yeah, this weird stuff doesn't... Sully, we've been on the same ships for a long time now. Me and this, all of this, don't get along.
I was talking with Malcolm Llewellyn earlier, and I don't think it's so much about the weirdness anymore. I think it's about the harmony. I think it's about us being a crew and us working together. Malcolm didn't do anything particularly weird when his eye started glowing, and heavens know that Gyla just blew something up and her eye started glowing, which doesn't feel different than normal. But we were working as a team.
Well, then maybe whatever I have to do, it will be just as easy to slide right into it. Honestly, I'd prefer to just stay me, thanks. I think at this point, Vi just kind of turns and faces towards the chaos ship. Like, she's pretty much done with the conversation.
As you turn and look, the ship is, like, you know, it's getting larger and larger and larger as you're growing closer. The water has turned, like, a solid and inky black. The sky above you has darkened noticeably as it feels like cloud cover is, like, almost pouring from the ship that you're chasing down. And as you watch, you see the ship, like, pull hard to the left. I could use ship terms, but I'm not going to because Lord knows I don't know them. And swing broadside as cannons face you. Not yet in range, but you can tell that Chaos has decided to stop running. So now we are basically in initiative. What is everyone doing?
Loading up those cannons.
Oh, sorry. Hang on a second. Scratch all that. Delete it. It didn't happen. Gyla, do your roll.
Okay.
To make cannonballs. I totally forgot.
That is a 10.
Perfect. So, as you craft these cannonballs back together, there's something different this time that you're doing it. You're, you know, down in your lab that feels very normal to you, but as you work, you can just feel like a calmness and like that feeling of, I think it's like flow, you know, where like you kind of like lose yourself in your work. That happens a lot easier. And what you assemble, although not supernatural, just feels like the best possible version of this you could have assembled with the parts at hand. It's like, you know how sometimes the thing doesn't quite fit together? This time it does. Setting the fuse could have been really difficult to get that timing right. You know that they're going to work exactly right. It's possible that they might have blown all the way through the ship, but you're confident that these would blow through one layer of planking and then stop. It is exactly the thing that you wanted to make. All right, now back to what I said. We're back in initiative. Cut that and put it before me saying that we're in initiative, because I forgot. What is everybody doing? There is a ship broadsiding in front of you. You can see cannons bristling.
So are they trying to get, like, are they coming up alongside us, or are they turning so that we're perpendicular?
Right now they're off in the distance turning, but you're moving towards each other. In this turn, they are going to come broadside you and be in range of cannons.
Okay.
We're not going to actually play Sea of Thieves. This is still pretty, like, theater of the mind.
Okay. I want to try to, like, angle the ship to give our, like, I don't know how possible this is, but I want to try to give Gyla her shot, and I don't think I can do both. I was thinking give us a good shot, but then also protect. I don't think I can do both.
So when you are when you're doing piloting, basically what you can do is, like, avoid damage, or you either gain an advantage or you protect yourself from damage, but you can't do both.
Okay. Also, did us individual people heal any?
No.
Oof, okay. I am going to try to give Gyla the advantage on her shot.
Okay, cool.
I would like to use our cloaking system to try to make us harder to hit.
Did I give you guys a cloaking system?
Yeah, I got it back.
Kind of.
What did I say it was? Like,
so, the way that Zach described it was, like, we have sails that can, like, blend in.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so harder to hit. Okay.
And the wood can change color.
Okay,
to, like,
yeah, I like that. Yeah. So, like, you lay your hand on the ship and it, like, ripples and matches the black of the ocean. And the sails, like, turn a shifting dark gray that when you look at it feels like you're staring at the clouds above your head. I like that.
Vi whips around from the front of the ship. It's happening! And runs down to the lowest level to give us some propulsion from the steam engine.
Okay, so when you're doing that, basically what you're doing with it is either creating trouble, which is giving you an advantage, right? Because it's making it more difficult for them. So this is like a status that can affect the thing. So that can either be to the advantage of shots fired, or it can be to make yourselves safer. Which one do you want to do?
Advantage of shots fired.
Okay, gotcha.
For cloaking system, what do I add, Cody?
I feel like you can add weird to that. I'll allow that to be weird.
Okay.
That feels right because you're like shifting the ship, which is a weird thing to do.
I got an 11 then.
All right. Yeah. So everyone do their rolls.
10.
I got a 9. Do I add things for the people helping me?
You would add 2. Yeah, yeah. You'd add 2.
Okay. So that's an 11.
Well, assuming that they roll successfully. Sorry.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
10 for my piloting.
Okay.
Okay.
7.
So that gives us 1 in the bank then, right? For Vinny?
No, this does not create camaraderie. Different rules. Different rules for ship combat.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just creating like status effects. So basically, right now you have the game status effect of speed boost and good angles. I know I spelled that wrong. I don't care. And both of... Oh, I'm putting it in the wrong place, too. Ugh.
I'll take angels, too.
Good angels.
It's agonals. Agnoleth.
Not even angels.
And it's also speed boost.
Speed boost.
Okay, screw this. I'm just doing it on this. I'm just done. I can't. I forget, and then I mess up. Okay. So, all right. So, Jyla, roll your shot.
It was a 9 plus 1 for...
2.
For 2 for Vinny and Mandy.
For speed boost and good angles.
Yep. So, it's an 11.
All right. And so, with an 11, basically, I'm assuming that you're firing those cannonballs and doing extra damage?
Yep.
Okay. So, the boat's both... So, the boat in front of you turns and comes about and starts making its way towards you, and right at the moment where it pitches out to give itself angles on you suddenly, your boat does the same thing, so instead of being, like, outmatched by this ship that is very large and very fast, you feel, like, a thump as this, like, little steam engine that could throws the ship forward, and Captain Malcolm Llewellyn successfully pilots you into a good position. Oh, and then also, I should say, hidden. I know I'm messing up the spreadsheet, Zach. I'm sorry. I messed up when I used it the first time. And then I messed it up again. I'm sorry.
But then I fixed it for you.
So the two ships pitch out on each other, and basically what it means is you both have very good shots. So, Jyla, you fire off the cannons, and instead of just, like, one fire, like, 4 cannons go off, throwing cannonballs into the enemy's ship. At first, this seems fairly unimpressive as the ship returns fire, blowing holes in your ship. And I have to roll a dice. I forgot that I needed dice. Normally I don't.
Start bailing water, everybody. I put a plank over it, nail it twice, and then go on.
Okay, so the helm is the first thing to take fire. A cannonball flies in and smashes part of the wheel apart. Malcolm, you fly back away from the helm, taking 2 damage. And then...
Ouch.
Another cannonball just smashes in lower on deck, and you can feel like this uncomfortable like blubbing sound as the ship is beginning to take on water and has taken some damage. And then finally, let me see where the other one landed. Ooh, Sully. Basically, a cannonball lands like on the surface of the ship, very close to you, spraying you with splinters. This breaks your concentration, and the ship that was once hidden kind of shimmers into sight.
Wait, was it the wheel that was damaged, or the sails?
Sorry, it was the helm that was damaged.
Okay.
And for the sake of this, engine room is the sails.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that, because I saw you marked the other one.
Yeah, I actually did do it wrong. But, so, after this volley hits your ship, and you guys are kind of all reeling from this first onslaught from Chaos's ship, there's a secondary explosion on board Chaos's ship as all the cannonballs that Jyla created explode, and you can see like huge chunks of ship flying apart, and like the kind of like sluggish malformed creatures that are crewing this ship are kind of like blasted into the ocean and dissipating in the air as they're all thrown off. As you pass each other in the ocean, you get your first glimpse of Chaos. He's standing at the helm of his ship, his eyes burning with anger, and you can hear, like, quiet screaming, you know, from way far away as he's shouting orders at his ship and looking at all of you with hate.
As our ships pass, Malcolm is totally giving him a double middle finger.
As your ships pass too, you notice that he has a bandage tied around his stomach right around the place where Vika shot him. Back to you.
So if something is damaged, it takes a minus one, right?
Takes a minus one. Yep, by default.
Wait, was the engine room
damaged?
Sorry,
helm. Helm's damaged.
So helm, the teleporter,
teleporter's
quote unquote,
nothing. It's just ship damage. Yeah, you don't have a teleporter.
Gotcha.
You mean a rowboat's not doing all right?
yeah. Your rowboat got blasted off the boat. It's gone.
Yeah. Vi could feel all of the explosions on the ship from down below. So she is going to run up to the top of the deck and see what's actually broken. Mal, are you planning on continuing to use the helm?
Yes.
Okay. If he is doing that, I can't do anything about the cloaking. So Vi is going to start repairing just the general damage.
So she can't repair at the same time I'm using it, or?
That rule shifted for this because I ruled it differently. You can repair a subsystem that someone is using. It just triggers at the end. So he'll be at a minus one for this turn. It is different than what it has been before.
Okay.
It was just, I changed the ruling for this little bit. It is different. You pointed it out the first time and you were right. I was ruling it differently, but I'm going to stay consistent with that ruling.
Okay. In that case, Vi is going to change directions and fix the helm.
Cool. So basically, Malcolm, you can still try to use the helm. It's just, it will still be at a minus one until this turn is over, assuming that Vika can fix it.
Yep. Mal is going to continue piloting this time, trying to minimize damage, because that was a lot of things that got damaged that round. And
it was.
He wants to try to avoid that.
Oh, also, sorry, I forgot to mention, it was Sully, you also took damage from that thing exploding right by you.
I was hoping I didn't, but...
You did. You're very hurt.
We took a lot of damage from me avoiding damage, too.
Yeah, now the cloaking's offline. It's going to get real bad. This combat's not meant to last a long time.
It's here for a good time, not a long time. Hey, Gilo?
Yeah, what's up?
Any help you need? Anything dangerous you need me to do?
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because that worked excellently, and I feel like I need to modify this for when we get back to the regular world, because that was fantastic. So that basically helped me load these up, because I'm firing again, baby.
You can both fire cannons. Like, there's multiple cannons. You can both fire cannons, Sully.
Okay. Unless you guys think I should try to use cloaking at a minus one.
I mean, couldn't you fix cloaking?
I could try to fix cloaking, too, but that just seems like a waste of a turn. You know, okay. Like, I'll fire cannons, you know.
Okay.
I want to shoot at chaos. I'm aiming at chaos.
Roll them dice.
Fire away.
What do we add to this?
For firing, that would be cool.
Oh, great. My grip, my best stat. And then do we get the speed boost and good Agnes?
No. So you do not get...
That was from last time?
Yeah, no. That would be from last time. Those are not continuing, but you are taking less damage, assuming that Malcolm pilots well.
Okay.
So let's start with Malcolm. What'd you roll?
Got a 7.
Okay.
Did not roll well.
No, that's fine.
I got a 13, fire cannons.
I got an 8.
Oh, dang.
Shoot. All right. Vika, how'd the repair go?
Got a 10.
Perfect. Okay. So with all of that, basically you try to kind of steer away from Chaos's ship, that is now falling in behind you, which is not the best place. You know, it's like two ships facing each other, not the best angle for him to be firing, but you're just trying to like give yourself some distance and buy some time, which was successful. But at the last moment, Chaos's ship manages to turn a little bit wide and give himself some good angles, and you guys kind of do the same thing, firing some cannons backwards as well as you can. So you land some very good hits on his ship, and again, there's that delay where it's like, oh, this isn't too bad, and then there's secondary explosions. However, from Chaos's department, oh, shoot. Something's getting taken offline. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dadgum. Vika, where were you standing? Oh, you're standing at the helm.
Well, you want to know something funny? I actually pulled up how the wheels work. Because I wanted to understand it more. I think she's actually... So there's what? Deck, middle,
yeah,
and then bottom floor. She's in the middle floor.
Oh, like working on the pulleys and ropes and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. That's actually the best answer you could have given. Two cannon blasts smash straight into your center mast, snapping it off as your ship slows greatly as your engines are, as your engines, in air quotes, sails, are taken offline as your mast is knocked over. Your boat slows to a crawl, and as this happens, you realize that some of those, like, slug-like figures that had been crewing Chaos's ship start crawling up the side of your boat, and you see these malformed slugs pouring over the top, limbs sprouting, using whatever they can find around them as rough bones, as, you know, these things carrying rusted swords start slopping around at the top deck of the ship. Lucy, like, screams a battle cry and rushes out, and so does the penguin, and they start doing their best to hold them off of the, like, you know, key parts of the ship. What is everyone else doing?
We can't fix something once it's offline, right?
I believe the ruling is you can only fix it one tier per turn. And when it's offline, you can't use it. So your ship is effectively stopped this turn. You can fix it. You can fix an offline system, but you can only fix it to damaged, and then you can use it next turn. But this turn, you're holding still.
Which means operating the helm is useless this turn as well, because...
Basically, yeah.
While I could try to steer the ship, I'm steering it when we're not moving.
correct.
Oh, space and hell! Vi is gonna run up and start trying to fix that mast.
Okay, so...
The helm is fixed now, though, because she got a 10, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let me switch that to fixed. You are right. So, the helm is now fixed, yes. As you... Oh, sorry. Everyone else declare their actions and we'll do the rules.
How far away is Chaos's ship from us?
Approaching rapidly. Basically, they could park in your front door. You guys stopped. That ship is moving, you know, at, like, whatever sail ship full speed is, which I'm sure is pretty fast.
You know what? I'm going to go to whichever side Chaos's ship is approaching from. I'm just going to shoot at Chaos with my gun blade.
No, I like that. That's a good move. I like it. Okay. Gyla and Sully.
I'm going to try to use the cloaking system. Since we're dead in the water, anything that makes us harder to hit, you know, like, what I'm going to do is instead of, like, just, like, trying to cloak the whole thing, I'm going to, like, cloak the front, like, third, so it looks like we're, like, shifted farther back.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm just going to fire again, since we're at point blank
range. Okay.
I'm going to try to sink it while they don't have people, like, manning all their positions.
Okay, so, I will say, Vika, this is a choice that you get to make. Do you want Lucy to try to keep you safe, or do you want Lucy to keep himself safe? Lucy's just on the deck fighting slug monsters. This is basically deciding whether you're going to take damage while you're fixing the sail, or whether Lucy's going to take damage while you're fixing the sail.
Ugh.
I, the player... don't want him to take damage, but I think realistically the way that this would play out is him putting himself between me and...
Cool. No, I'm fine with that. I just don't like making decisions for NPCs because that are, like, on your crew, so I'd rather just defer to you. I'm kind of deferring to you as a player, not you as a character. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then I am going to roll a Blast Some Baddies for Lucy to do that. All right, everyone make your rolls.
Like, a plus 10.
It didn't end up mattering.
I got a 10 for cloaking.
Perfect.
I got an 11 to fire at the ship again.
Jeez, you are horrifyingly good with those guns.
Yep.
Was that at a minus 1, Zach, as well?
It was, yeah.
Nice.
Do we happen to have any camaraderie?
I have 0 shown, so I'm going to guess
like 0.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a 9 then.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's still not bad.
It's still fine. It would be nice if it was a 10.
I
got
okay.
a 14 to fix the mast.
Oh, dang! Wow.
Dadgum!
Are you sure you can't do 2 tiers at once?
Let me actually see. I think that you can't. No, yeah, actually, on a 10+, repair subsystem up 2 stages.
Nice.
So Vika, you start hoisting at ropes and pull the sail upright as you quickly start, you know, slamming boards on it and wrapping rope around as quick as you can to try to get yourselves moving again. As soon as the sail is upright, there is like a lurch as suddenly your ship catches wind and starts to move again. Meanwhile, though, Lucy dove in and kept all of the slug monsters that were trying to claw and rip at you at bay. To give you an opening to repair the sail. Right before there's that sudden kick of motion, Gyla, you fire another impressive volley into the hull of Chaos's ship, and there is again that, like, pause and then explosion as his ship is really starting to look quite bad.
Is Gyla, like, humming music where, like, the beat would be when it explodes?
Oh, so,
like,
yeah.
Every time it's like, and ding, and, like, it just blows up over there.
Conducting her own symphony.
She's singing the 1812 Overture.
Right.
And, Malcolm, you said you rolled a 10, or a 9, right?
9.
So you run up to like the back of the ship and wait as Chaos's ship rolls like parallel to yours, and three things happen at once. There's that sudden lurch as you catch wind. Gyla and Chaos's ship both fire at each other and you can feel like boards ripping apart. And then you and Chaos both shoot at each other. You see a like stripe form across Chaos's cheek and like take a chunk of ear off as he's thrown back from the helm, and at the same time you feel a similar punch as you catch a, you know, musket ball to the shoulder. And now we're gonna figure out where you where the ship got hit.
Ooh,
that would be gunnery. Gyla, you take 2 damage. Oh, no. As cannonballs crash into like the gunning deck of your ship, splinters fly, and you lose some of your cannons' like ability to fire.
All's bound to happen sometime.
Chaos at this point you can see is like reeling and furious. You can hear like the vague screams as he's shouting orders at his crew, and the ship turns as if to flee. What do all of you do?
I mean, Mal's running back to the helm to try to chase him down.
Right.
Real quick, can you... Okay, I was just going to ask you to update everything.
So, gunnery is damaged, teleporter, in air quotes, is damaged.
Are we out of initiative, then?
No, you're not out of initiative. He's running, he's not gone.
Space and coward, come back here! I'm going to fire again.
Alright, and Malcolm, you said you were going to try to, like, get on the helm and try to catch up.
Trying to give chase or whatever the move's called.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's creating an advantage to the shot, basically, is within good range or not within good range. Either you're going to cancel out that he's running or you're not going to cancel out that he's running. Sully, what are you doing?
If Vi doesn't want to boost the engines, I'll go boost the engines. Sorry, I'll give her all she's got because you want me to use the names that you come up with.
So it's a -1 when systems are damaged.
It is, but we still got to see what Vika is doing.
Okay.
Sorry, I am going to go... Well, it triggers last, but I am going to go and fix the gunnery. I was trying to figure out exactly how that would be damaged, and I think what it is like several of them got knocked askew.
Sure.
And are jammed into things, so she is going to go fix that.
All right. Everyone roll me your rolls.
For engine room, it'd probably be smarts, right?
Repair. Oh, yes. That I'm going to say is smarts. Yeah,
I would say like I'm adjusting sails.
Okay.
Narratively, I want to say I'm doing it in a cool way, though. Like, you know, like the swinging around and like quickly making changes.
Sure.
But like I'm using like tactical angles. I'm not just looking cool.
Sully tactically cranks on a pulley for a long time to move the sails.
Man, my rolls have been mediocre today. I got a 7.
That's not that bad.
Hey, buddy, this is like actually
this
like high
really
rolling
for
you. You should go to Vegas, maybe.
No, that was the other campaign. That was City of Mist that I was rolling really bad towards the end. And previous in the past couple arcs or past couple fights of this, I've been rolling really well. It's just today that it's not been going my way.
Well, my luck has also run out. I got a 3.
Oh, no.
And this was to fire on him?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
That's an 11 to repair those guns.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good. So the guns are totally repaired.
I got a 10 to give us a boost to keep up with him.
All right. So you managed to keep about even with... Ooh, let me think about how I want to play this next little bit.
I can think of something bad to happen, but I'm not going to say it.
You shut your mouth, Jyla Mavek.
You said you rolled a 3, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And all of you were trying to give chase to pull even with chaos, right? To like give good angles for Jyla to fire into his ship.
In my head.
Like, oh, so no. Do I get pluses for that?
Not enough.
Yeah, plus, well, no, because he was running.
Okay.
That would be a -1, and then you got +2 for catching up and good piloting, right?
My goal was to keep us to speed with him to keep, like, to not lose distance. So if that is keep,
I understand.
If that is keeping even with him, or if that is staying right behind him, that is up to you. In my mind, it was just keeping up with him, you know?
So that would be a -1. So that would put me at a 4.
That would put you at a 4. Best case scenario to hit. So that is like a really bad miss, and basically I just a bunch of bad stuff happens to you guys. Well, okay, I will go with what the dice said. All right, so this is what happens. You are making your way, you're trying to catch up, right? And this is like a pretty contentious race, as both the ships are just like, you can tell Chaos is trying to cut and run, right? You guys just managed to start to overtake. And Jyla, you go to fire the cannons, and it's just like, the minute you're about to pull, like, the, you know, the lever, or the pull cord, whatever it's called, you know, the trigger to fire the cannons, that rope or whatever, or light the fuses, whatever, Chaos's ship fires, gets one lucky shot, and just, like, splinters fly in your face, and you're knocked back as your shots all completely go askew. So gunnery is damaged, and then there is another unbelievably unlucky volley from Chaos's ship, as again, your mast is just knocked completely over. Seemingly impossibly that two shots landed in exactly the same place.
Again.
And as Chaos does not stop and turn to continue the fight, despite the fact that your ship is very badly damaged, rather, from on the deck of Chaos's ship, you see him standing at the helm, his ship now like taking off away from yours as you all slow to a stop because of your mast being knocked over. He goes, "Don't worry! I might not have gotten the best of you here as well as I would have liked! Oh, but I got plenty of people you care about to kill back home!" And his ship takes off towards an island that you see way off in the distance. And the final convergence of chaos. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, the Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember,
it's not the outlaw that makes trouble, it's trouble that makes the outlaw.